Here is the Sunburst School of Music House Band.
Tonight I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive, and the world turning inside out, floating around in ecstasy. So don't stop me now, don't stop.
You can clap. A lot of family members here and also some special guests. That's the Sunburst School of Music House Band, and I'm going to go to the person who sung lead first. You've got a great voice. This is a time, if you have any shout outs, I'm also going to ask you things. Just introduce yourself, your name, where you go to school, that kind of stuff. And what a great voice you have. Why don't you introduce yourself?
My name is Soham, and I go to Winchester Thurston, and I'm in eighth grade.
And when did you start playing music, and especially I'm curious about how you developed your voice?
I think I started singing when I was 7 years old, and I started playing piano like maybe 1 or 2 years later.
Do you have any advice for somebody learning an instrument or developing confidence in singing? You really owned that song as you delivered it.
Well, you just have to perform and also practice a lot.
Any shout-outs you'd like to give to anybody who might be listening now or later when this gets turned into a podcast?
Just to my parents for always pushing me to practice more.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet you. Also on vocals on that song was the bass player who is to your left. Hello. What's your name?
Hello. My name's Nina. I go to Pittsburgh SciTech, and I'm in 12th grade.
And when did you start playing bass?
I started playing bass like 5 years ago.
You're good at it. You two sung together beautifully, too. What do you like about being in a band like this that might surprise people? I mean, it's nice to have folks to play with, but I'll bet there's some other aspects of it, too.
I don't know. I really like playing with people, and it's really fun to have people with different perspectives playing with you. Like, I know nothing about drums, but our drummer knows everything about drums, and so it's really nice to learn about the other instruments by playing with them.
Thank you for sharing that. That's actually a perspective I wouldn't have thought about. Any shout-outs, acknowledgments, that kind of stuff?
Just my parents. They fostered my talent and let me keep playing, so that was nice.
Great. And you mentioned you go to SciTech. What neighborhood do you live in?
I live in Squirrel Hill.
Wonderful. Thank you, Nina, for being with us. And we have a drummer and a percussionist. I think I can reach you with my long arm. I do have one of those game show mics I should probably pull out for things like this. What's your name?
My name is Nate. I go to Winchester Thurston, and I'm a senior.
And how long have you been playing drums?
I've been playing drums since I was pretty young, so probably about 10 years.
Do you play other instruments as well?
I actually started on the piano when I was really little, but I've kind of moved away from that and focused on the drums. I also play a little bit of bass.
You sound great and really provided a good engine for that last song. Any acknowledgments or shout-outs from you?
A shout-out to Finn. He's our band coach, and he's helped us through all of this and learning all of our songs and always being there in practice for us, and also my parents.
Excellent. Finn is here somewhere. There he is. And let's meet the percussionist who is there. Let's see. You should be here on my big list. Oliver, right?
Mm-hmm.
And tell me about yourself.
So I'm in fourth grade. I go to ECS. And I play percussion.
And what are the drums, since people on the radio can't see what you've got here, what percussion did you bring today?
These are bongos, and that's an African drum.
And you've got a tambourine?
And a shaker down there.
What is it like to play with a group like this?
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, I would think so. Do you have to practice a lot?
Yeah, I practice maybe 3 times a week.
And is there a shout out you would like to give or any thank yous?
To my parents. My dad teaches me maybe sometimes a little bit of guitar, and I've been practicing, well, thanks to Sunburst. I've been practicing for at least 5 years there.
Wow, that's almost half of your life. That's amazing. Was it hard to learn to do what you're doing at first? Like, did your hands hurt, or was it tough to play at just the right tempo?
Maybe after playing for a while, my hands maybe get a little bit sore, but not really much.
Well, it's nice to meet you, and thank you for being with us. We're going to meet two more players. We have... It's almost like the Beatles. We have a lefty and a righty standing right next to each other. And now I have to think who's who. You're the left-hander. You're the right-hander. I'll let you introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Sean. I'm in 7th grade, and I go to ECS Middle.
And what neighborhood do you live in?
I live in Regent Square.
And two guitars in a band happens sometimes, doesn't always happen. How do you two split up your duties?
So Sam over here plays solo guitar, and I play rhythm. So rhythm is like chords and small parts in it, and obviously.
Yeah, they're both really important. So you pretty much consistently take those two roles, it sounds like. Anybody you want to give a shout out to or thanks to?
I want to shout out my friends and family and also Sunburst for getting me into guitar.
Excellent. Nice to meet you. And then we're going to meet the other-handed guitar player. Ed, tell me about yourself.
I'm Sam. I'm in ninth grade, and I go to Pittsburgh Kappa.
Nice to meet you. Any shout-outs at all?
Yeah, I would want to shout out my mom, Finn, who's our band leader, also my private lesson guitar teacher, and also my old guitar teacher, Ernie, because he got me into playing guitar, and he, like, persevered me to keep playing.
That's nice. What's Ernie's last name?
I'm not really sure.
Oh, that's all right. I may know Ernie if it's who I think it is. When you play leads, do you find you play them differently every time, or do you take time to improvise or just change them up a little?
Well, for most songs, I try to do it exactly like the band who played it, but for some songs, I decide to like improvise a solo because it's just easier.
That's good to know. Thanks for sharing that. The Sunburst School of Music House Band is who you're listening to. We should have time for two more songs as long as you guys are up for it. Can you tell me what the next song is?
The next song is Valerie.
Here again, the Sunburst School of Music House Band.
I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things of what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture, cause since I've come on home, well, my body's been a mess and I miss your ginger hair and the way you dress. Oh, don't you come on over. Stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Valerie. Valerie. Oh, put your house out for sale. Did he get a good lawyer? Hope you didn't catch a tan. Hope you found the right man and we'll fix it for ya. You go shopping anywhere, change the color of your hair. Are you busy? And did you on home? Well, my body's been a mess and I miss your ginger hair and the way you like to dress. Why don't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on? Sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things of what you do,
and in my head I'll paint a picture. Cause since I've come on home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your ginger hair and the way you like to dress. Oh, don't you come on over, stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Valerie, Valerie. Oh, Valerie, why don't you come?
That's the Sunburst School of Music and the house band Finn. I am heading to you just for a minute. Can you tell me more about these guys, anything you think we ought to know, and also how people might be able to get involved in the future, as I hope you're going to continue cultivating groups like this?
Okay, so as far as all of these guys are overachievers, they this isn't their only thing. And that applies to all of them. They're like in robotics and they build model trains and stuff like that. And they're also really funny and smart. They're a little too smart. They make fun of me a lot. And they're really cool kids. So that's what you should know. And then if you want to get involved in programs like this, you can go to Sunburst School of Music. You can find us on the web. We have all sorts of band programs. So this is the elite group. But we have all sorts of ways of getting in, individual lessons, guitar, piano, voice, bass, music production. So yeah, if you can find us there.
Thanks for sharing that with us. And I do note this group and other groups we've had from Sunburst have always seemed to be not only well-rounded, but people who really like playing. And when as groups like playing with each other, and it really shows, and it's not always the case. It's nice that you foster that. I'm going to go to Nina, since she did lead on that last song. It's our last chance to talk. Before I go to Nina, did anybody want to say something that they forgot to say and meant to say? Well, that's good that we got that in. Nina, what's the next song?
Still Into You by Paramore.
And I want to thank all of you for being here today. Thank your parents and family members for caring enough to be here to be part of the audience. Here, once again, the Sunburst School of Music House Band.